The Philadelphia City Council recently passed a bill that would prevent police from pulling over drivers for minor infractions like having a broken taillight or not having certain stickers displayed. Drivers who are guilty of those minor violations would instead receive a warning or a citation in the mail. Joining me now to dive deeper into this is Philadelphia City Council member Curtis Jones Jr., also a co-sponsor of the bill. Thanks for making some time for us at News Nation tonight.
Thank you for having me.
So this is being called the Driving Equality Bill. Explain.
Well, in urban America, a rite of passage is to have the talk with your children. My father had it with me. I had it with my children. When you are stopped by the police, there are certain ways you react. You have to have your hand on the 10 and the 2. You're not to speak in loud, boisterous ways. You have to obey the orders. Ask permission to reach and get your wallet. And those stops often lead to greater escalation and sometimes confrontation between drivers and officers of the law, and sometimes turn deadly. This bill cuts down those interactions so that a expired license plate or fuzzy dice in the mirror isn't a death sentence that it can be in some cases.
And there's also a public database component to this. Explain that.
Well, we reviewed 2.8 million stops, and in those stops, where they happened and to whom they happened, people of color were found to be 3 times more likely to be stopped by police and in particular zip codes and areas for traveling through non-minority areas. And so we find those things to be inequitable, unfair, and it doesn't make us safer. Crime still happens. People are harassed by virtue of being black.
All right. Well, if people get tickets in the mail or they get stopped for the infractions that they weren't supposed to be stopped for, like red light tickets, I mean, red light tickets have been an issue for a long time where people bring up the issue of not being able to confront their accuser. Do you see any of that happening here?
Possibly, but I think it's far preferable to have it fought out in court over traffic violations, many of whom are minor, rather than have instances where people die and where civil unrest occurs because of it. So you can pay those fines or reimburse those people that were stopped, or you can pay millions and millions of dollars of damages and distrust and ill will between the public.
Couldn't it also be argued, though, that there needs to be reform within the police department and better officer training and compliance instead of just a rule barring them from enforcing the laws altogether?
Well, I think it's a question of and, not or. Yes, we need more training, but we also can use modern technology such as cameras to more efficiently deploy police. I'd rather them not be chasing minor traffic violations, but be chasing felons who are committing serious crimes in our urban areas.
All right, Councilman, thank you so much for joining us today. Curtis Jones Jr., we appreciate having you.
Thank you for having me.